Hello.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You're a busy man.
Oh, shit, tell me about it.
You can say fuck, it sometimes feels like that, don't worry.
I know. I think I said that word enough times a day.
Yeah, I just actually got countertops in my place. What a shit show that was.
Yeah, you know. Try to be perfect every time.
No, it's look, busy is good. So what are you looking for? How can I help you out?
I just wanted to see about what options we had on either getting some more cash, trying to get some more material in and finish a couple things around my new building, and just wanted to get it done sooner rather than later.
No worries. I met one of your suppliers, by the way.
Oh, you did? Which one?
It's like a thinner dude, Charles maybe. He talked to me about working capital. I actually met him in the airport on the way back from a show.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's his name? He sells slabs. I want to give you his name because you'll probably recognize it. He's got like a smaller business that's kind of rolling out. It sounds pretty cool. Let's see. What was his name?
He's here in Austin?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Let's hold on. I want to bring up his name because it's killing me now. Let's see. Bo.
Oh, yeah, Bo. Yeah.
Bo Barkley.
Yeah. Laterra Services. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, there we go.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So let me bring up your account real quick. And you're not looking for any equipment right now, correct?
I am, but I need to get some stuff done around here first. I need to pull some more electricity from the city, and that's about $15,000 for me to get that here before I can add any more equipment.
Gotcha.
So that's part of, you know, something I need to do.
Okay. Okay. So, let's see. You can do them in either order. It doesn't matter. You are eligible for renewal. So basically, mm-hmm. what I would do is I would do the last 3 months' bank statements, mm-hmm. Get them into underwriting. I could probably actually get you an answer today. And like I said, the cool thing is on your program, you're set up for interest forgiveness. So if you do a renewal, they knock off all that remaining interest. You don't carry it over, which is awesome.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay.
Can you fire those?
That would be back through OnDeck or whatever.
Yeah, well, we have a really special relationship with them. We have a very specific program and pricing, which we do a tremendous amount of volume. We're more like a wholesaler than anything. And so on this specific program, because these loans, basically, let's just say, I'm just making up a number, you owe like $10,000, and let's say $8,000 is principal and $2,000 interest. You're not carrying that $2,000 of interest. They forgive that as part of our program with them, which they would continue to service a loan. So I'd tell you, here's your balance, just your principal. Here's how much you would get approved for. So you would pay off the existing note and net the remainder. When are you looking to fund? What's your timeline?
As soon as possible.
If you get me the bank statements today, I could probably get you funded today.
Okay. All right. Do they do better rates for us renewing than on the first?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, typically I can get customers.
My financial advisor about took my head off on the first time around, but, you know.
The way that I see it actually is a lot of these financial advisors, they don't really understand the industry. And you're growing in the right way. But, yeah, I can.
He was like, you're paying what? I was like, hey, man, I need the money.
You're borrowing money to grow your business, but what I can do is send me over the banks. Absolutely. So send me over the banks. I'll send it over to them right now, and we've got a direct rep there. They can probably process it and give you an answer today, and I'll see what kind of rates I can give you as a starting point.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that right now.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ruben. Bye-bye.